Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We are all so busy running around doing 10,000 things at once. Well, you know, we need to slow down, get grounded, and get centered. And here to help us do that is the wonderful Arianna Barrett, who is a regular here on Naturally Savvy. Hey, Arianna.
Hi, how are you, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you? It's great to have you back.
Thank you. And all feels right with the world because you're back interviewing and I'm being interviewed. I had you on my radio show, Share the Health, not too long ago, which was awesome, but the tables were turned. So I'm happy to be back in the interviewee seat.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm so used to doing interviews that it's kind of like, wait, what's happening? And I keep wanting to ask you questions. So yay, I get to ask you questions. All right, well, yay. Arianna is a certified lifeline practitioner. She has a BS in biology from Boston College. She also is a co-host of Share the Health, which I absolutely love that title, and it's such a great show. And, you know, we can use some grounding, Arianna, so help us out. What are some good tips?
I love to talk about this because it's funny. Actually, recently with some clients, so I do energy healing work, 14 healing modalities together in a lifeline technique. And recently, two clients separately, because at the end of a session, I say, are you grounded? You know, I want to make sure everyone's okay to walk out of the room and not trip. And two people recently said, no, but I don't want to come back down. And I thought that was interesting because it's a wonderful feeling to be up and out there. But if we're not grounded and centered and present, what's the point? we don't have one foot in each world. We fully can't be present. And that's truly important to be here and to do the work, the inner work, and just to be here on the planet. If we're too far out there and not grounded, then we really can't anchor in that spirit and light. And if we're too grounded and too flat and kind of 3D, then we're not connecting to spirit and our energy. So it can be a challenging dance, but it's very important to have one foot in each world. So there are three suggestions I have for getting grounded and centered that I tell clients. Meditation, exercise, and food. So meditation, guided meditation is great. It gets you focused. It gets you centered. It gets you grounded. Mantras, affirmations, it's a great way to start the day. Exercise, as you know, I love to exercise. You love to exercise. Any kind of impact exercise or sport like running, walking, hiking, tennis, it really brings us, it makes us present. And it brings us back down and we get grounded. And it's wonderful to exercise. We feel wonderful after with the endorphins and really feeling present. And the third thing that I mentioned to clients after is to really tune in and feel guided to what it is you need in your diet for the next few days after the session to feel grounded. So I suggest root vegetables, be it carrots, potatoes, beets, animal protein. If you're not vegetarian or vegan, animal protein that can be very grounding. And chocolate. Clients love to hear about chocolate because who doesn't love dark chocolate? But I do of more course. Than a sugar and caffeine, so that's going to make you feel a little uppity. But the chocolate is very nice and grounding.
Now, when you work with your clients and you get them grounded, I'm guessing these are the things they do on their own and, you know, to kind of keep it going. And then what do you do with them? Do I have that right, Arianna?
Yes, you do. And so if they feel not grounded at the end of the session, I'll actually do a couple different hand, arm, and foot exercises. So if you put one hand over the other and then twist it up towards your chest, and then you cross one foot over the other, so you're crossing your legs and they're straight out, and you hold it for a few minutes, and then you flip and do the opposite. That helps balance us left and right hemisphere, and that will get us grounded. I also have clients at the end of a session do a cross-crawl pattern, so I have them cap the right hand to the opposite knee, and then the left hand to the right knee, and do it back and forth. They kind of get a little bit of a personal little training at the end of the session. I promise them I don't turn into Jillian Michaels. I won't go super fast. But that actually activates the left and right hemispheres of the brain. There's corpus callosum that separates those two hemispheres. And by doing this cross-crawl pattern, it actually activates those hemispheres, helps to integrate the work we just did, and it gets them grounded and centered and balanced.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, I've been doing guided meditations with my daughter. She has some neurological differences. So for her to not talk during it is a real challenge. Some nights it's great. She'll be quiet the whole time and I can float off in my hot air balloon through the bedroom window, off to the zoo to choose which animal. You know, they're for kids. They're really fun. And I think kids, adults, whatever, they're really, really enjoyable. And like last night, she just had a lot on her mind. So she talked through the entire thing. But I figured, you know what? If I can even listen to it in the background, I know you're not supposed to multitask, but it does help me feel more grounded when she's stressed and she's talking about all this stuff. And then, like I said, other nights she can just relax into it. So it really depends. You know, it can be tough for people who have a lot going on to slow down enough to really listen.
Yeah, and I love that you were even doing it while she was talking to you, because it was important for her to process her emotions. And I know it's hard with mom time when you get time for you. Mm-hmm. So I think it's wonderful that you were also focusing on the guided meditation, because energy follows intent. So if your intent is to follow that, you will. Part of you will be doing that, and the other part will be present for your daughter. So that's awesome that you're able to do both. I also suggest to clients to focus on the lower chakras. We often focus on the upper chakras, and if you're not familiar with the word chakra, it means wheel in Sanskrit. It's an energy wheel. We have 7 primary, and they are in different locations of the body, and they also correlate to different colors and different sounds and different smells as well, vibration and frequency. And often when we think of the ascension process, you know, becoming enlightened and ascending, which a lot of people, that is the goal when you get into healing work and meditation and becoming conscious. So a lot of people think it's about focusing on 5, 6, 7 chakra and also 8th chakra. And I've really learned over the past few years, it's more about focusing on the lower chakras and getting grounded, bringing spirit into body. And I know it sounds contraindicative that, you know, you'd be coming down, the word ascend is going up, so it's not descension, it's ascension, but it's very important to bring spirit and energy down. And I believe ascension is really mastering that. You know, we can't anchor in that light, it's going to be lost. So most people will focus on 6th, 7th, and 8th chakras, or 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and because we're thinking above, but it's really important to bring it down. Again, it's balancing that, keeping one foot in each world. And to me, that was a real aha moment a few years ago of, you know, I've been spending so much time focusing on these upper chakras, the 7 chakras about higher power, higher purpose, 6 chakras about developing your intuition and your psychic ability, 5th chakra at the throat location is about speaking your truth, owning your power and your will. While all those are fabulous, nobody likes to look at the first 3. It's kind of like the basement of the house. Everyone wants to go to the penthouse. It's, you know, the first chakra is about feeling grounded, feeling rooted, feeling safe, feeling secure, family, finances. The 2nd chakra is at the reproductive organs. That's about nurturing, intimacy, sexuality. 3rd chakra, which is at the solar plexus, the stomach area, is all about your power, your sense of value and self-worth. And the 4th chakra is at your heart, and that's unconditional love. So I think everyone just reads over those, and they're like, yeah, I've been there, done that. Yeah, let's go up. Let's go up higher. So I really would suggest for people to focus on those lower chakras and anchor in that light. It's amazing the difference you'll feel. You'll feel so grounded and almost more powerful because you've captured all of the light. You're bringing it down within you. It's not just out there floating. And I'm sure you've had the experience where you're talking to someone and they can seem really out there and woo-woo, and you're like, come back down, like just to anchor into the conversation. Yes. And I'm sure you've also had the experience of talking to someone and it's like, oh, it's just monotone, and there's no spark. So it's really about creating that balance in order to, you know, walk here, walk in the world. And Greg Braden has a beautiful book, Walking Between the Worlds, the mantra of compassion, and it's really wonderful. So yes, mantras are wonderful as well. The mantra of compassion is Om Mani Padme Hum. I just remember that by saying mantra of compassion. And Om Shanti Om is, you know, peace. Those are very simple ones you can do to stay grounded and just say it over and over again. A mantra is giving your mind something to focus on so you can go into that meditative zone. So for people who have a very active mind, it's a wonderful way to focus the mind so you can go into that relaxed meditative state.
Oh, it sounds so lovely. And you know so much about this stuff. When did you first get interested in this way of thinking about things? Oh, shoot. I just asked you a big question. We have 60 seconds left, so we got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Here we go. I've always been connected to spirit through nature, so my degree is in biology. It was about 15, 16 years ago that I started receiving energy healing work. My father passed away at that time unexpectedly, and it was really time to connect to spirit in a much more direct way. And it has changed my life immensely in terms of receiving energy healing work, living in phenomenal places, just high vibrational, like Sedona, Arizona, Big Island, Hawaii, Boulder, Colorado, Santa Barbara, California. And then the techniques that have had such a profound effect on me, I've become certified in because I want to help other people.
Oh, that's fantastic. You can find Ariana Barrett on Facebook. Thank you for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Get grounded and centered. Take care and stay well.